Hi, this is Chris from New York Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and the survey is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, and for classification purposes, what is your zip code?
11040.
Thank you very much. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I'm registered.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
2007.
Thank you very much. And are you Hispanic, of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Asian.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
So far, it would be high school.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Not able.
And is that because you were not eligible, too young, not registered, etc., or simply
too
did
young.
Not vote? Okay,
too
thank
young.
You. Now, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
Probably vote.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
X6.
Thank you very much. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
5.
Thank you very much. And now, please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. Now, regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. First, we have protecting abortion rights.
Matters a lot.
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
What was the choice below matters a lot? Matters somewhat?
We have matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all.
Somewhat. Matters
Thank
somewhat.
You Thank you. Then we have election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
Matters a lot.
And protecting LGBTQ rights.
Matters somewhat.
Thank you very much. Well, now we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it's convenient, I will vote, I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote? First, we have protecting abortion rights.
I will vote if I can.
And is that nothing will stop me, or I want to vote and probably will?
I want to vote and probably will.
Thank you. The next one, we have the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
I will vote if I want to, if I can. Well, what was it?
If I... And for that one, yes, and with that one, we have, I want to vote and probably will, or if it's convenient, I will vote.
Probably will.
Okay, thank you. Then we have election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
I probably will, if I can.
Thank you. And last, we have protecting LGBTQ rights.
Same.
And that same is nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will.
I
want
to vote and probably will.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., someone else, or would you not vote, or are you in the undecided or some other option?
Right now, it would be Kamala Harris.
Thank you very much. And if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided or would not vote?
The Democrat, actually.
Thank you. And if you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, not change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or will not vote?
Much more motivated.
Thank you very much. And how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Not much.
Thank you. Now, here we have the text for Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. It says, adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. Now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided or would not vote?
Well, based on what you said, if I'm voting, I would say yes.
Thank you very much. Now, based on your read of this statement, do you think this amendment would put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, prevent discrimination based on age, strengthen voting rights protections, give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, provide protections on the basis of gender, prohibits housing discrimination, or put protections for abortion into the state constitution. You can check all that you think might apply.
Yeah, there were too many to remember even. So protecting individuals from discrimination is definitely one of them. Well, that's the larger one. What were the choices? I'll just tell you yes when you go down the list if I need.
Yes, I was about to say that. Now, the first one we had, just as a refresher, based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, yes or no?
Yes.
Remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions?
No.
Prevent discrimination based on age?
Yes.
Strengthen voting rights protections?
No.
Give voting rights to immigrants?
No.
Strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities?
Yes.
Provide protections on the basis of gender?
Yes.
Prohibit housing discrimination?
I don't think it's a no.
And put protections for abortion into the state constitution.
I'm going to say no to that. I think it's already there.
Thank you very much. Now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
If it's putting them in, then I would vote yes.
And is that a definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And this is, if we want to know if this is somewhat or much more or less motivated.
I think it makes me more motivated.
And is that somewhat more motivated to vote on the amendment or much more motivated to vote on the amendment?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you strongly disagree and 10 means that you strongly agree. Any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
7.
Then we have, everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry whom they choose.
7.
The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
9.
It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination.
9.
Then we have, it is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
7.
Then we have, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
Repeat that.
Yes, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
The mental freedom? I don't understand what that has to do with that. So I'll say 6.
Okay,
I don't understand
you.
The question there. Yep.
Okay. It is fundamental.
Oh, fundamental.
Fundamental, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I heard fundamental. that's why it didn't make sense. All right, that would be a 9.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
7.
Then we have, children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
9.
And last one, we have, everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Yeah, 10.
Thank you very much. Now, here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk rights backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting the discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, as well as reproductive health care and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Let's say yes.
Thank you. And over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not, but once again, I have to ask. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
Probably vote.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? First, we have statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of the rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment has also has special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Or statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity.
So B sounds better. What was the choice that I had to make?
And yes. And is that statement B somewhat more or statement B much more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you very much. Now, as we wrap up the survey, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please tell me, or please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1, 5 means that it makes you think it is a somewhat motivating reason, and 0 means that you do not think it is motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement we have is, extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo, no matter what happens in November.
8.
Thank you. The next one is, right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government.
9.
Thank you. Second to last, we have, the government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
7.
Thank you. And last statement we have, since Roe versus Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything they can to protect the right to abortion in our state so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is a permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening.
8.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not, but once again and for one final time, we have a few questions reaffirming what we've looked at. Now, here is the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would say yes.
Thank you. And after reading all this information, are you more or less likely to vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues than you were at the start of the survey? And is that somewhat more or less, or much more or less likely?
It's actually the same. I didn't hear an answer choice for that.
Well, we do have much more likely, somewhat more likely, no change.
No change. Less likely. You didn't say no change. That's fine. No change.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
About 7.
Thank you. And to use these last few questions are just for statistical purposes and will be finished. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian or gay? 3, bisexual? Or 4, something else?
1.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe your employment status?
Student.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Yeah, I don't want to share that. That's fine.
This is just for classification purposes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Ben. Have a wonderful day. Thank you. Goodbye.